welcome to another episode of the BeamG podcast about how stories work. The stories so far. A first brief overview of storytelling essentials. So far, we have looked in general at how stories work from several perspectives. So, do we know already how, for instance, narrative structure turns a story into an emotional experience? Before we go into specifics in later episodes, let's see if we can sum up the essentials from what we have discussed so far. Storytelling is a bit of an overused buzzword, but how aware are you of the underlying principles of storytelling, of the more or less unwritten laws of dramaturgy? We are all, by dint of being human, storytellers. But what exactly constitutes a story in comparison to, say, a report or an anecdote? And just to be clear, this podcast is not a story, it's a manual or a guide. Whatever the medium of execution, film, game, or event, museum, prose, online or offline, storytelling has something to do with emotionally engaging an audience. That much seems clear. So is a picture of a cute puppy a story? Hardly. Stories exist in order to create a change in their audience. Stories always address problems through the depiction of some form of conflict, often, and they tend to convey the benefits of cooperative behaviour. While there is no blueprint for how stories work, let's look again at the elements that recur in stories and try to find some patterns. Who is the story about? All stories are about someone. That someone does not have to be a person. It can be an animal, Bambi, or robot, Wall-E. But a story needs a character. In fact, all stories have more than one character, with virtually no exceptions. This is because the interaction between several characters provides motivation, conflict, and action. Moreover, stories usually have a main character, the figure that the story seems to be principally about, the protagonist. It is not always obvious why one character is the protagonist rather than another. Is she simply the most heroic? Is she the one that develops most? Or does she just have the most scenes? If the protagonist is the character the audience identifies with best, does that mean that she is the one most similar to the audience? Then what about American Psycho, or stories that are successful across vast cultural or temporal boundaries? How similar are you to the ancient Greek hero Hercules? Even more tricky to pin down is the concept of the antagonist. This is the central opponent of the protagonist, who actively seeks to thwart our heroine. It's worth remembering that the concept of the baddie, along with the idea that heroes and heroines are good and fight against villains who are bad, is not inherent to storytelling. The Greek myths, for example, do not feature goodies versus baddies, nor do classical Asian stories. Rather, Greek or Chinese heroes have moments when they do bad things. Hercules even killed his wife and children. How's that for antagonistic? There's an oft-cited principle. The clearer and stronger the antagonism in your story, the more powerfully your protagonist will engage your audience emotionally. And while that is no doubt true, it helps to think of antagonism as a force, a power within the story, rather than necessarily as an evil character. What are stories really about? Every story shows change. If the protagonist or the situation the world in which the story is set, has not changed by the end of the story from how the audience perceived it at the beginning of the narration, then there is no story, really. Change is a defining characteristic of stories. Change requires development, the process of turning from one state into another. There are usually key moments in the narrative that mark stages of this development. The most important of these key moments have to do with degrees of awareness for the character, or more importantly, for the audience. Hence, protagonists tend to develop in stories. How? Why? Well, to keep it brief, in order to learn. On the whole, in most any story you can think of, the main character will be wiser at the end of the story than at the beginning. She has learned something. She has gained awareness. Usually the qualities the character has learned demonstrate that the cooperative principle of interaction between people is more likely to be successful. That's one reason why the goodies tend to win. The baddies are selfish. And the heroine, by overcoming her own selfish impulses, achieves what she wants. Now, wait a minute, we hear you cry. What about all those stories in which the protagonist is not wiser at the end, or has either not changed or indeed has changed for the worse? In such stories, the point tends to be that the audience recognizes this lack or fault in the protagonist. The audience gains this awareness through recognition of the character's fault, and thus does the changing for the better instead of the character. While composing a story, it is easy to forget that the real point of any story is not just to show a protagonist learning, it is that the audience learns. Characters, change, learning. What else? Okay, so a story must have characters with problems who learn something and thereby develop and change. All this brings about that the audience has an emotional response. Okay, the more you think about a story as a sequence of events, the narrative chain that is the plot, the more you may realize that each plot event comes about due to specific character motivations. So whether your character is a victim or a hero or an anti-hero, it pays to think deeply about the factors that determine the character's motivations. Developing the characters is key for conceiving a compelling story, because the character's motivations determine their actions, and these form the plot. So take the time to determine and understand your character's motivations. And don't forget that the audience has to care about them. Make your characters human, which means not too perfect and not too flawed. Think up a specific scene which is designed to show that the character is someone worthy of the audience's attention, and then later worry. Then make sure that there is something at stake for this character, meaning that the character has something important to lose if she fails to reach her objective. The audience has to care. More ingredients. So to cut a long manual short, here's a list of ingredients for a powerful story. Characters, problems, motivations, stake, conflict, actions, development, revelation, learning, and change. Now, we will have a lot to say about each of these concepts. For now, let's focus on the most important point of all, the revelation. We've implied revelation already every time we mentioned recognition and awareness. So, to solve a problem, you first have to recognize it. Becoming aware of a problem or of a solution is a form of revelation. To set up the revelation effect in a story, you need a couple of way stations in the plot. You first determine a character and find her problem. Then you develop the character. For instance, you must make clear to the audience what this character wants. A clear character want makes it so much easier for the audience to emotionally engage with that character. So be sure your protagonist's yearning is explicit, much more so than for real-life people, usually. Character development determines their actions. The things the characters in the story do because, for example, they want something. These actions form the plot. The chain of plot events forms the narrative. A narrative is designed to highlight the development. It therefore leads to a point of revelation. The effect is easiest to see in crime fiction, where the whole story leads up to the big reveal of the whodunit. As we said earlier, the real revelation takes place in the audience. That means when you are composing your narrative, think about the scene that will be the penny-dropping aha moment for your audience. Then wrap up the story by making clear what it is you intend the audience to learn through this story, either by showing how the protagonist has learnt it, or by conceiving the story in such a way that the audience can nod their heads and think, yeah, I got it. The whole story. Three more concepts are extremely important for creating a story with emotional impact. Symmetry, cause and effect, and the twin layers of plot and transformation. Symmetry. Much overlooked is this curious phenomenon that enduring stories exhibit a tendency to symmetry. The end mirrors the beginning. Actually, much more than that. In the middle is a pivotal scene. Every scene after the middle might have a corresponding scene in the first half. This structural precept connects closely with the technique of planting or foreshadowing, otherwise known as creating setups and payoffs. A similar idea is expressed also in the notion of Chekhov's gun. We'll go into more detail on these concepts when the time comes. Cause and effect. Unlike in real life, in great stories, every event is visibly and understandably the effect of a preceding event. The scenes are linked by causal connections. Describing a report or a chronology, you might say events are linked like this, and then this happened, and then that happened. But in a narrative, in a story, the events are linked for reasons. Because of that, this happened, and because of that, something else happened. The twin layer. The surface layer is the plot. This is often built dramaturgically on what the character wants, what goal is set, and what is needed in order to continue the journey towards that goal. It's all about the task or mission and what the characters do in order to achieve it. The deeper layer concerns the character's need, what their internal problem is, and when they recognize it, and how they change as a result of learning this new sense of awareness. It's about emotional growth, and this is the part the audience usually connects with most, even in action or adventure stories. So capture your audience's attention by all means, for instance with a picture of a cute puppy, and then tell them a story. Stories that engage audiences emotionally show a protagonist's world, the setting, and a problem. Define motivations, such as a want, as well as an opposing antagonism. Feature a causal sequence of actions leading to a clearly defined point or several points of revelation. Convey a transformational development, which ends in your audience having learnt something, and in the best case, cause the audience to experience a change within themselves. And after you've gone to all that effort to tell your audience your story, reward them with a satisfying ending. That's it for today. Thanks for listening.